There's a couple of reasons why I think that you saw the drop. One of them, I think, is just that the timing of the event was a little bit inconvenient. The calendar fell where it nestled up pretty close to Christmas, and we know that the closer it is to Christmas, the less that people are going to travel. That's part of it. You also, I think, had a new situation where you had the college football playoff interfering with the state championship games. On that Saturday, you had both SMU and Texas playing in college football playoff games. While you had teams like Austin Westlake and Highland Park, both of them would be partial to Texas and SMU, respectively, taking place in state championship games on that Saturday. And then you also had, I think, some things that I think you can't really control for, which is some relatively young Texas high school football programs that are playing for state championships. For example, Richmond Randall won the 5A Division II state championship game in just their third varsity season. That's a remarkable feat. They just don't have any alumni, plain and simple. And so their fan base is relatively small. So as a result, those things kind of conspire to give you smaller attendance numbers. There are other things that could go into that. You know, has the novelty of playing at AT&T Stadium worn off? Are people tired of going to AT&T Stadium? That's something certainly worth considering, but the numbers would bear out that there are the numbers are dropping as far as attendance is concerned in 2024.
You think the UIL will look at moving it around more, the championships, or will do something to try to correct the issue?
I think the UIL is going to take a look, certainly, at finding solutions to the attendance issues. One of the things I think they may adjust is the cost. $20 to get in the AT&T Stadium is actually the cheapest you can get into the stadium at any time. But, that could be cost prohibitive for some people to get in. But I do know that the UIL is pretty happy being at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. The one time that the state championship games at a central site were not at AT&T Stadium back in 2015 when they were at NRG Stadium in Houston, that saw the lowest attendance in UIL state championship history as far as the central site is concerned. So I think the UIL is pretty committed to staying at AT&T Stadium, but I would anticipate that they will look at finding some ways to boost the attendance numbers.
Do you think that you mentioned Randall High School out of Richmond? Do you think the schools that get to the state championship affect attendance much?
I think in many respects, the state championship attendance are a big reflection of which teams are there, and ultimately, a lot of it comes down to the 6A and 5A teams that make it. That, with all due respect to teams like Stamford, which bring out great crowds, that's a small town from out there in West Texas. They're just not going to bring all that many people just because there aren't that many people in Stamford, Texas. But when you get into 6A and 5A, you've got to have the big crowds come in from there. And when you've got programs like Richmond Randall, which don't have big fan bases simply because of how young they are, and teams like Austin Vandegrift, which won the 6A Division II state championship, that's a program that's only been around for 15 years. That, I think, kind of hinders the attendance as well, at least puts a cap on it. You know, if you go back to when we had some of the largest attendances in Texas high school football, they were big legacy programs. Longview, which has been playing for more than 100 years back in 2018. You know, that was in 2018, we also had the first Duncanville versus North Shore game. That was a big attendance draw. Aledo played in the state championship that year as well. So those big programs that have been around a long time, I think it's not necessarily even just the fan base size, but just the length of time and the history behind those programs. I think that is one of the things that really does affect attendance at the state championship games.
What kind of feedback have you gotten from either fans or the UIL or coaches that are, considering this? Or have you gotten any feedback yet?
Oh, we've certainly gotten a lot of feedback about this conversation, because this is something that I think hits a lot of people close to home. People care about this. People care about the state championship, and they care about the popularity of Texas high school football. There's a lot of people who think that things are fine, that at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, this is a one-year blip, that there are other people who want to see the state championship move around. It is worth mentioning that the UIL doesn't rotate any other state championships. Those are at static sites For example, Round Rock always hosts the baseball state championships. Those don't get rotated around. There's people who want to discuss how expensive it is to go to the state championships. There are people who want to discuss the fact that all 12 games are televised and they would rather stay home and watch it. There's a myriad of different issues that go on here that this has certainly struck a nerve with fans across the state. And another thing worth mentioning that I think is worth keeping in mind is that we are talking about Texas high school football. So when we're talking about a dip in attendance, we're still talking about big numbers. For example, in a down year, the UIL Texas High School Football State Championship games averaged nearly 16,000 fans per game of the 10 state championship games. That's a disappointing number. Consider the fact that at the 9 state championship games in Florida, they averaged 3,300 fans. So we're dealing with kind of, we're spoiled here in Texas, most certainly. But I think people want to see Texas high school football be as big and vibrant as we want it to be.